91X News.
It's minus one and partly cloudy. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Health Minister Deb Matthews doesn't have any specifics, but she thinks Ontario could save a lot of money by having some medical procedures performed in clinics instead of hospitals. Matthews says she wants to get feedback from doctors on what procedures they think would be better performed in a not-for-profit hospital, but couldn't offer any ideas of her own. The Progressive Conservatives say the Liberals have had 8 years to determine which procedures would be better performed in clinics instead of hospitals. Matthews also announced that local health integration networks will be given responsibility for family doctors, but couldn't say if the LHINs would need to hire more bureaucrats to do the extra work. Fire crews have contained a large fuel spill at a trucking yard in Brampton. Peel Regional Police say vandals broke into the yard in the Rutherford Road and Queen Street area overnight and punctured the fuel tanks of four tractor trailers. The fuel leaked into the storm sewer and possibly into a nearby creek. Criminal investigators are on the scene. There is no word on suspects. It's steady business for the Prince Edward County OPP. Year-end stats show County OPP dealt with close to 8,500 calls for service last year. That's almost identical to the total number of calls for 2010. Meanwhile, Prince Edward OPP handled 319 violent crimes last year, clearing 90% of the cases. They dealt with 689 property crimes, clearing close to one quarter of them. The eBay auction for a red 2012 Hyundai sports car signed by Justin Bieber ends this afternoon. Money raised by the auction will be used to fix up a skate park in Bieber's hometown of Stratford, Ontario. So far, the reserve amount of $40,000 has not been reached. Police in Northern Labrador are looking for a 14-year-old boy who went missing after he left his grandmother's house on a snowmobile and did not return. RCMP Corporal Kimball Vardy says the boy was reported missing last night after he left his parents' home and stopped by his grandmother's in Makovic.
It's been a long night. We've had a lot of volunteers helping out from the community and also from Postville. We've had two helicopters in the air that are searching different routes around the area.
Vardy says the boy is not experienced on the land, and police don't believe he has any survival supplies. Two young sisters may have started a lifetime of good works after their efforts to improve equipment at the hospital in Picton. 10-year-old Megan Pattison and her 8-year-old sister Kayla rode their bicycles to ask neighbors for money to support the Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital Foundation. The girls were inspired after hearing of their mother's friend having a hard time in the hospital. They raised a total of $60 from neighbors on Burr Road in Ameliasburg, which was gratefully accepted by the president of the foundation, Larry Matheson. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Tim Bayer with sports.
The Wellington Dukes are hoping to begin a new winning streak in Cobourg tonight. The Dukes had their seven-gamer snapped after losing to the Kingston Voyageurs in a shootout 2-1 last night. The Dukes are only 1 point ahead of the Cougars in the OJHL's East Division. Puck drop is at 7 at the Cobourg Community Center. Two teams headed in opposite directions will meet in Napanee tonight. The Napanee Raiders are on a three-game winning streak but are still 20 points back of the first-place Picton Pirates. The visiting Campbellford Rebels are in second place, 7 points back of Picton, but have lost three straight. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the Strathcona Paper Center. The Carolina Hurricanes locked up one of their top defensemen today. Veteran Tim Gleason was signed to a four-year contract extension worth $16 million U.S. Gleason has one goal and 13 assists in 51 games this season and leads all Carolina defensemen in hits, plus-minus, and minutes played. The 28-year-old has played 526 career games with Los Angeles and Carolina and is in his sixth season with the Canes. Toronto FC continued to strengthen its defense core today. The Major League Soccer team signed Chilean defender Miguel Acival to help their league worst goals against total of 59 last season. The 29-year-old played his first game with Chile's national team in September. TFC added Ecuadorian center back Giovanni Caicedo last Thursday. They also signed defender Richard Eckersley after he spent last season on loan from English club Burnley. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, a chance of flurries late in the afternoon, high minus 2. Tonight, snow ending after midnight, a chance of flurries around 2 centimeters, low minus 3. Tuesday brings periods of snow or rain and a high of 6. Wednesday will be cloudy, warming up a bit with a low of plus 4 and a high of 5. At 3:06, it's minus 1. I'm Keenan Weaver with Tim Bayer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinny's New Rock Source, 91X.